Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation recorded live during the June 2021 Online Home Education Conference.
I'm Jen Altman, and this class is Finding Your Path and Establishing Your Why. So this class is for anyone with any number of kids and any number of years under their belt. But I'll start by introducing myself. So this is my family. I have five kids, as you can see. My husband and I both served active duty in the Army, and that is where we met. We were stationed in California at the language school there, where we, it's the Defense Language Institute, but it was also nicknamed the Desperate Love Institute because it had the highest marriage rate in the military. So we fell to that and got married and joined that club. But we have been married now for 19 years. We spent quite a bit of time apart in the beginning years of our marriage due to military service. My oldest son is turning 15 this year. And I have also a, so this is my 12-year-old son, a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, and our youngest, which we adopted from China about 2.5 years ago. She is 5. I have always homeschooled. So I'll say almost 15 years, because I feel like you really start homeschooling at birth, even though it's not called that, right? We're teaching our children from the time that they were born. But officially, I've been homeschooling almost 10 years. 10 years, because my son will be going into 10th grade. So that would make the 11th year. I first decided to homeschool probably when my oldest was about 2. I never really felt like I had this huge calling, you know, like where God said, you must homeschool your children. I never really felt that, but through the years, I've come to realize that probably it was the Holy Ghost who put that whispering in my ear about homeschooling, because it's not anything that I really had thought about before that. I had one friend growing up who lived down the street from me that was homeschooled. Her family was homeschooled. And that was my only experience really with homeschooling at all. So I think it was the Spirit that kind of whispered that to me. And we've just been going at it ever since. So that's a little bit about my family. I really like this quote. I just got this off the internet. It says, homeschooling allows you the freedom to step off the highway of learning and take a more scenic route along a dirt road. Now, this quote sounds beautiful and adventurous, but it can also be scary. When you're traveling down a road you've never been down before, or a road which leads to a place you're not sure of. It's unknown territory to many. And as you travel, you discover that the path actually looks more like this. Does anyone else feel that in their homeschooling? It's not this necessarily this scenic, beautiful trail. It's a little bit more windy and curvy and scary at times. And I know that has definitely been my experience in my years of homeschooling too. So you've probably heard the famous quotes, right? All roads lead to Rome. However, in homeschooling, I'd like to say that all roads lead to why. Okay. And that is the focus of my presentation today. Why is why important? I found over time that there are many opportunities in homeschooling. It can be tempting to try and do everything, but not everything will benefit your family in the same way. It's along the same lines as Elder Oaks's talk in 2007, where he talked about good, better, best. It's a pretty popular talk, so you might remember it. He said, we should begin by recognizing the reality that just because something is good is not a sufficient reason for doing it. The number of good things we can do far exceeds the time available to accomplish them. Some things are better than good, and these are the things we should command priority attention in our lives. So how do we decide what is best? Our why is going to help us decide that. So I'm going to give a few examples. When I lived in Hawaii, they had, and I think this is also available in some other states. Here in Maryland, something like this is not available. So it was a new concept to me when I moved to Hawaii. They had homeschool charter schools where you would get the tax dollar money for your student, for your child. And there were so many people that were jumping on board with it. And honestly, it sounded amazing. And I'm not judging anyone who did it by any means, because it was a great opportunity. But there was red tape that went along with these tax dollars. And after researching it myself, I realized that while it sounded good, it interfered with my why. It wasn't going to be a good fit for us because it didn't meet my why. There's so many curriculums that are available out there, right? It can almost be overwhelming, the number of choices. And I used to blog. I'm a homeschool blogger, or was a homeschool blogger, at Chestnut Grove Academy. The blog is still available, and there's lots of resources on there if you want to check it out, but it hasn't been active for several years. But many people would ask me questions about recommendations for curriculum, and I would always ask them first, why do you homeschool? Because why can help you decide which curriculums to choose. One of the homeschool charters that was available in Hawaii was a K-12 program, which is very similar to public school at home. They give you all the materials, all the curriculum. You just sit down and do it. And I think that is a great option for some people. But if part of the reason why you homeschool is because you want to set the curriculum, you want to get away from the public school dynamic, a K-12 program is not going to help you on your path to why. And so those are important things to think about. Now, I stole this analogy from one of President Monson's talk, but he said, most of you are familiar with Alice in Lewis Carroll's classic novel, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. You will remember that she comes to a crossroad with two paths before her, each stretching onward in opposite directions. As she contemplates which way to turn, she is confronted by the Cheshire Cat, of whom Alice asks, which path shall I follow? The cat answers, that depends where you want to go. If you do not know where you want to go, it doesn't matter which path you take. Okay, so he compares this to our road to eternal progression, right? But I would like to add in here, in regards to homeschooling, that it's not only knowing where we want to go, but knowing why we want to go there, right? So we've chosen to homeschool, and there's that why, again, leading our path. Why did we choose this? And where will that path take us? So I want you guys to think about your reasons why. In this description, I suggested that you bring kind of scrapbooking materials and stuff. If you have those, you can be working on that project while I'm talking, or just make a list, okay? In the book, Teaching from Rest, Sarah McKenzie states, the first step is gaining clarity in our vision. If we don't know where we are going, what our purpose is for our children, our homeschool, and our family culture, it will be impossible to know what should go and what should stay. OK, Okay, there's that good, better, best again, right? We need to have that clarity in our vision to decide. So many homeschooling questions can be answered by looking at our why. Like I said, what curriculum we should use, for example. When it's not working, what needs to be changed? How we spend our days, what our homeschool day looks like. So why? What are some reasons that you homeschool? I'd love for you to put them in the chat. What are some reasons that you chose to homeschool? Flexibility, travel more as a family, achieve more balance than what the public school offers, being able to meet my child where they are educationally, missed spending time with their kids. Yeah, so time to make a stronger family. Yeah, because public school took the best of the kids and you guys got the leftovers. Yeah, focusing on religion and scriptures. Yeah, those are all great reasons. And notice there's lots of different reasons, right? Not everyone homeschools for the same reason. Some people might choose to pull their kid in homeschool because they're encountering bullies at school, right? So for their mental health. So something like that, a public school type program at home might work, right? Because it's more about just safety. So why really makes a difference? And it's important to have these reasons written down. Okay. And I'm going to talk about that. So my suggestion is if you're crafty, make a vision board. Okay. And you don't have to be super crafty, but if you like to, if you're a visual learner, right. And to see those reasons and to go back and visit those reasons. Okay. So I'm going to share with you a little bit of a vision board of my own. While you're making your whys, you can prioritize them, right? Some whys are more important than other whys. And that's kind of important to remember as well. Which ones are the most important? Which ones are non-negotiable? And which ones are just an added bonus that you're maybe willing to give up if you found something that really solidifies your priorities. So some of the reasons that I've chose to homeschool have changed over the years. As I've added more children to the family, the dynamics of our homeschool has changed and therefore the whys also have changed. But I think the number one reason why I started to homeschool in the beginning was time. Not so much time with my child, because at the time I only had one, although that was definitely a benefit. But I have my master's degree in early childhood education, and I didn't agree with all day kindergarten. I felt like it was too much time and too much unnecessary time for a child to spend in school at such a young age. So that was kind of my beginning motivation factor, right? I didn't feel like they needed to spend all that time in school at such a young age. But then the time has evolved into other things. Now it's time with family, time with siblings. Just the amount of time that it takes to get schoolwork done at home is far less than it does to send them to school so that they have more time to spend on their passions and things that they're interested in. So time is definitely still the reason, but it's grown as my children have grown. Safety is another one that I really didn't think too much about in the beginning. You know, my son's turning 15 now. When I decided to homeschool at the age of 2, safety wasn't so much of a big concern, but as time has gone on, right, it's schools, things that happen in schools are beginning to be really scary. We have school shootings, you have instances of teachers who are abusing their power in different ways. And so that really scares me. And so safety is one of the reasons that I continue to homeschool. Scriptures, of course, you know, with this being LDSHE, we're all religious, and scriptures have, and gospel. I really felt like my kids needed a strong platform before I went and threw them in to the deep end of public school. And so I really have tried to focus on their spiritual learning. And this is something that I constantly have to remind myself is one of my whys, because it's so easy to get caught up in all the other aspects, all the other subjects, and scriptures be forgotten, right? I mean, homeschooling is life. And in life, sometimes we can easily forget the scriptures and prayer. So this is definitely something that my vision board has helped me with to remember. Travel also, it's too expensive for seven of us to get plane tickets. So we don't do that kind of travel very often, but we do like to road trip, and we prefer to travel in times where everyone else is still in public school so that it's not as crowded. We usually take the month of May and just travel. We road trip. Unfortunately, COVID has canceled that for the last two Mays, but we're excited to get back into that and already starting to plan for next May on the places that we want to travel. So that's definitely something. And not only us traveling, but like, for example, when we lived in Hawaii, we would have family come and visit, and it was great to have the family come and us not have to worry about the kids missing school, right? We would just take a break from our homeschool and we'd pick up later. Education. Focusing on what it is that I want my kids to learn, what it is that they want to learn. So that is also an important why for me. Individual learning needs. Okay, I am one of the people on the special needs forum tomorrow. Several of my children have individual learning needs that I've been able to meet by homeschooling, finding the right curriculums, the right therapies, because we homeschool. Flexibility is a big one. So one thing that our family does with homeschooling is we only do school 3 days a week. And this is something that I would not want to give up. I love doing school just 3 days a week. Monday is our cleaning day, our get over the weekend day. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we do school. Friday, when COVID is happening, again, COVID kind of messed that up this last year, but Fridays were our COVID days, our co-op days, not COVID, sorry, our co-op days. And then we would also, on non-co-op days, it's just Friday fun day. The kids can do what they want to do. My kids love inventing games and just playing together. We limit screen time in our home, so they find lots of other things to get into and adventures to have. And then of course, God, Heavenly Father, right? Anytime that I have felt like I wanted to throw in the towel and just give up at this homeschooling thing, Heavenly Father has reminded me that this is what I need to do and that this is what is best for my family. So definitely He is who keeps me going on this journey. I don't know that I could do it without Him by any means. And then of course, just family in general, building those family bonds. I love seeing my kids get along. I know there's still, you know, spats that happen even in homeschool families, but I feel like because they're used to spending so much time together, those spats are fewer and far between than a lot of my public school friends' children. The girls are a little more dramatic than the boys, so we get a little more drama there, but they play together so nicely. And my oldest, I think back to when so I'm the oldest of five kids and I have four younger brothers. And granted, a sister and brother relationship is slightly different, but my oldest son will have these Zoom play dates with one of his friends and they watch movies or they play Pokemon or chess, and his younger siblings always want to tag along and he is fine with it. He lets them. And I remember I would be like, no, get out of my room, you know, to my siblings. And I just love that they have that dynamic where they get along so well. And I do attribute that to homeschooling. So we have our whys, right? We've decided why it is that we want to homeschool. And like I said, those can evolve, those can change, but don't forget those, okay? Because those put you on the path. But then there is that fear, right? We're human. We all have fear. And there are times when I think, oh my gosh, am I really screwing my kids up or what? But Elder James Faust called the privilege and responsibility of being a good parent the greatest challenge in the world. And with responsibility and challenges, there are oftentimes fears, right? Parenting can be scary. Likewise, homeschooling can be scary. I have people ask me, oh, how's that homeschooling thing going? Right? And I'm like, well, you know, some days are better than others. It's just like life. I mean, and it really is. Homeschooling is just a way of life that we have chosen, and it has the same ups and downs as any other way of life. So what are some fears that you guys have? Let's vocalize some of these fears. You can put them into the chat box What are some fears that you might have? Nobody wants to admit their fears. I know you guys have them. We all do. It's human. Okay. Oh, maybe somehow you're hindering their development. Okay. Holes in their education. Not being able to teach to his potential. Okay. Not preparing them well for adult life. Yeah, that's a scary one. As my oldest is getting older, I think about that a lot. Not challenging them enough. Okay. Or maybe challenging them too much. Sometimes that's my fear. Like maybe I'm expecting too much of them, right? Not being the best example. Okay. Not meeting special needs appropriately, not being qualified enough to make sure their education is enough. Yeah. There's so many judgment from others. Oh, that's the worst. You know, when they're like, oh, well, he's homeschooled. That's why he can't. I have a son that's dyslexic, and then I have my third son, he's not dyslexic, but he was a little slower to read by the, you know, standard norm. And he's also really shy and lacks confidence. And so, they asked him to read in Sunday school one time, and he didn't want to, he like covered his head with, and somebody else was like, he's homeschooled. He doesn't know how to read. I was like, oh my gosh. And so then he was embarrassed. And then the teacher called me and was like, should I not ask him to read? I'm like, he can read. He just doesn't like to do it in front of people, you know, and it's automatically people assume because they're homeschooled. You know, that's why I've heard people say, oh, you know, that kid's weird because they're homeschooled, or that kid is shy because they're homeschooled. And I'm like, yeah, you know, because there's never weird or shy kids in public school ever. They're all 100% normal, air quotes, because what exactly is normal? Yeah. So I found this awesome quote by Dale Carnegie. He's an American writer and lecturer. And the developer of courses in self-improvement, salesmanship, corporate training, public speaking, and interpersonal skills. And his advice is, do the thing you fear to do and keep on doing it. That is the quickest and surest way ever yet discovered to conquer fear. Okay, so the only way you can get over your fears of homeschooling is to homeschool, right? And just keep doing it. Hey, do it the best that you can. It's just like parenting, right? Parenting is scary, but we can't give up being a parent, right? So the Lord gave us these kids and we have to keep doing it, right? Just like homeschooling, we have to just keep going. All right, Sister Jean Stevens reminds us in April 2014 conference that whatever our worries and challenges may be, we are not alone. And Sister Julie Beck, in 2007, said, mothers need not fear, or fathers. I see we have a father here too. Mothers and fathers need not fear. When mothers and fathers know who they are and who God is and have made covenants with him, they will have great power and influence for good on their children. Okay. So cast those fears on him, on Heavenly Father. He will pick those up for you. He's promised us this in several scriptures, right? Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths, right? This class, establishing our paths. Heavenly Father will guide us and direct us on that path. We just need to ask him, right? We have to acknowledge his hand and ask him, and he will direct us. So along the way, remember that picture I showed of that crazy windy path that is homeschooling, right? There are detours. And I swear, every time I felt like we had worked out all the kinks in our homeschooling and it was running like a well-oiled machine, somebody stuck a stick in those gears, right? And we came to a halt. Every time, just when I thought, hey, I think I've got a hang of this thing, right? Something happened. So I altered this quote here. It said something, I think it was parenting, but if homeschooling came with a GPS, it would mostly just say recalculating. And my aunt is infamous for getting lost, even with a GPS. And her grandkids one time said, "Nana, why does your GPS always say recalculating?" Okay, that is homeschooling. We have to recalculate, but we have our whys, right? We need to remember those whys, and it makes that recalculation easier, okay? There was a quote on the Bookshark website, which is a homeschool curriculum, one of our sponsors actually, and they said, "It's okay to admit homeschooling is hard sometimes, but just because something is stressful doesn't mean it's the wrong decision." So don't give up when it gets hard. That doesn't mean that it's the wrong thing. Lean to Heavenly Father. So we're going to talk about what to do when we get lost on our path. First, obviously, we need to pray, right? Heavenly Father said, acknowledge Him. He will direct us. Okay. President Monson told us, when we are on the Lord's errand, we are entitled to the Lord's help. We are not entitled, however, to a smooth road and an endless stream of successes. Even if you don't necessarily feel like homeschooling was your call from God, caring for your children is. And God is here to help us on that path. There's an Insight article from March 2019 that was titled "Righteous Intentional Parenting." And he said, we all have struggles and trials within the walls of our homes, right? This is what I said. Homeschooling is just a part of life. We all have struggles in life. There is not one home that is free from challenges, because this is part of Heavenly Father's plan to refine us so that we might reach our full potential as eternal parents. He doesn't desire that we just wade through affliction. However, He asks us to seek His counsel and be willing to change and improve. And in turn, He will magnify our abilities. Okay, so a common thing that you have probably heard from other parents that don't homeschool is, oh, I would never, I don't have the patience to homeschool, right? Guess what? I don't either. That's what I always want to tell people. I don't either. This is Heavenly Father refining me, okay? He is teaching me patience, and it is long suffering, okay? But it is something that I need to learn, and this is how I need to learn it. So we don't have to be the perfect homeschool parent, right? We are learning on the path as well. Okay, the second thing is to take a deep breath and a step back. And this is something I am not always the best at doing. Okay. In the moment, things can seem overwhelming. Give yourself some time and space to think about things before making any decisions. I had an incident with my oldest son the other day, and I did not take a deep breath before I reacted. And then in the process, I realized I needed to take a deep breath. And in that calm, I was able to listen to the Spirit. And the Spirit was able to guide me and help me realize what I needed to say to reach Him, right? To help Him understand. And if we don't allow for that silence, that deep breath, we can't hear the Spirit. Okay. So take that step back. We all need it. I wouldn't say if you need it, we do need it, right? When we get frustrated or angry, we need to take a deep breath and take a step back. Revisit your whys and think about previous impressions you have had. Add these impressions to your vision board. Add those spiritual quotes that motivate you to your vision board, okay? If it was right, this is Elder Holland, if it was right when you prayed about it and trusted it and lived for it, it is right now. Now our lives can change. And circumstances can change, and maybe there might come a time when homeschooling isn't necessarily right at that moment. But make sure it's not that you're giving up because things got frustrating, right? Make sure it's Heavenly Father saying, okay, homeschooling was then and this is now. Okay, there is a difference. We don't want to make those decisions in the heat of the moment, right? We really need to think about those and ponder them and pray about them. Next, if at first you don't succeed, try again, right? With your why in mind, try again and keep moving forward. Remember, we talked about making changes if things need to be changed. Try a different curriculum. Try a different approach. Take some time off for a bit. Go back and review something to make a solid foundation, a stronger foundation. A Heavenly Father will guide you and tell you what it is you need to do. Okay. But of course, you need to research and think about and take these ideas to Him. You know, how do I handle this? It's going to be different with every child, too. That is something I have found. That's that well-oiled machine that I thought I had, right? And then here comes that next kid up and I start that curriculum I love so much with him and whoop, it does not work, okay? Have to rethink this. And it happens with each child. In a 2015 General Conference talk, Elder Bennett said, our willingness to try and try again will lead to progress and success. We have to be willing to keep going. It's that refining process, right? And we're going to have, I think it's just important to remember that we're going to have challenges regardless, right? We kind of have to, in a way, pick our battles. Somebody mentioned that one of the reasons that they homeschool is because they felt like the school got the best of their children and they were left with what's left. So I've had people tell me, oh, you know, I could never homeschool. I have such a hard time just getting them to do their homework. And I'm like, well, if you homeschooled, the homework part would be a few hours and then you would have the rest of the day, right, to spend with your child, not in that type of environment. And that's one of the reasons I homeschool too. It may be some days I feel like I'm pulling my hair out to get my kids to do their schoolwork. But once that's over, that's only a couple hours of an entire day, right? I have the rest of the day to spend with them. And I can't imagine having those same couple hours of struggles and then they go to bed and then they get up and go to school the next day. And then the next time I see them is another struggle, right? So that's, and I'm not saying everyone should homeschool by any means, but that's just my experience and my thoughts in regards to that. Right? Just because getting them to learn can be a struggle, if it's a short part of an entire day, you're going to look at that a lot differently. Okay. And the famous keep calm, right? Keep calm and homeschool on. So in July 1972, Elder Christie Anson gave a talk titled Successful Parenthood. And he said, there is not and never will be a better institution for improving the home than the home itself. Success in family life calls for parents who take time to enjoy their children, who read with them, who play with them, who let them participate in planning special occasions, seeking to make wholesome family traditions a proud part of family life. And like I said, homeschool life is family life, right? This is the life that we chose for our family. So anytime we talks like this that talk about family life, it's easily applicable to homeschooling. The best homeschool days I've ever had is when I let my children have more say in what they did and when they did it. The days that we decided to just read a book together. Right? The days that we decided to go on a field trip or play outside, okay? Learning will still get done. But when we take a step back and we look at the entire picture, when we ask for Heavenly Father's guidance, He will direct us. He will ease our fears and we will be successful when we rely on Him. Okay. Heavenly Father loves us. He loves our children. He wants what's best for them and for us. So let's remember our whys. Okay, don't forget those whys. Use those whys to guide your path. Take those whys to your Heavenly Father, and He will help you plan the appropriate activities to keep you on that path so that your end result will be what it is you are seeking. And we have a couple minutes before we need to finish up, but that's the end of my presentation. Is there any other questions or comments that anyone, before we go into the Q&A rooms? All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I hope that you've learned, oh, have you found that your why works for every child? Yes and no. Yes and no. Okay. So the whys are more for why I am planning to homeschool. Now, how those whys are implemented can be different for each child, if that makes sense. Okay. So for instance, when we come to that curriculum, right? If my why is building family relationships and spending time as a family, my second son, who had some more learning difficulties, he didn't do so well. When the kids were younger, we would like sit down at the table and we'd do science together. We'd do social studies together. And that did not work for him. I've since learned that he also has anxiety, which he's being treated for now, but it did not work for him. And so I had to find something different for him. So we went to actually, he preferred something hands-off where I wasn't the one teaching him, because that really stressed him out when I was teaching him. So I switched him to online curriculums, an online science program, an online social studies program, and things went much better for him. So we still had that why, right? The individual education, we still had time to spend as a family, but I had to really look at our family relationship there, right? Things were not good for he and I together. And so I had to change tactics. So my why stayed the same, but my implementation of that why does change per child depending on their needs. And that's important to remember. It's not going to necessarily be the same thing to make that why possible for each child. All right. And that is time.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.